Jimmy Baird along with Sheriff Fryer. Let's talk a little bit about the Dreamers. You know, there are about 500 Dreamers that are remaining free after DACA protections were stripped for crimes. So they're not all young kids. They're not all squeaky clean. I guess the question I would have is, how can you commit a crime and not get kicked out? Well, it's because you've got the Dreamer status. Dr. John Lott joins us, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. What would you say the crime rate would be with these Dreamers versus just the general population of the country, John?
Well, the only data that I have is from Arizona, where it goes and identifies whether or not somebody's an illegal alien or a legal alien in the United States. And for 32 years, I have data for everybody who's entered the prison system there and what crimes they committed. And what I can say is that for people who are the same age as the Dreamers, basically 15 to 35, they make about 2% of the population in Arizona and make about 8% of the people who are in prison. They tend to commit crime at more than twice the rate that young people of the same age who are U.S. citizens commit, at least for the age eligible for DACA.
That's some very real and hard numbers. And do you get any resonance when you speak about these numbers in the government or even up against protesters?
Well, I mean, I guess I haven't been speaking out about it too much, but the, I was surprised to be able to go and find this data. The studies that have been done on crime by immigrants lumped together both legal and illegal immigrants. And it turns out there's a huge difference between the two. I find for Arizona that while illegal immigrants tend to commit crimes at much higher rates than U.S. citizens, legal immigrants are actually relatively law-abiding, and that you miss a lot of that. You miss the difference completely when you just lump them together. The other types of studies that have been done are surveys where they ask people if they're legal or illegal immigrants and then ask them what type of criminal record that they have. And there's good reasons to believe that that data hasn't been very useful because particularly people who are here illegally and have criminal history, so they've probably been deported at least once in the past, may not want to be honest with some stranger who goes and asks them whether or not those things are true or not about them.
By the way, I think the stats, that makes sense to me that there would be a higher amount of crime with illegal immigrants versus legal immigrants because they were willing to commit a crime to come here to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, surely the legal immigrants, you know, it could take years for them to qualify to be able to come here. There are people that obviously demonstrated a fair amount of patience. But it was interesting to just see how large the gap was.
Well, it's a matter of this assimilation that we keep talking about. Are they coming here in order to take advantage? Are they coming here because they really want to improve their lot in life? And, you know, there are groups of both.
Right. I mean, there's lots of interesting things that you see here. The illegal immigrants were about 45% more likely than U.S. citizens to be gang members. The types of crimes that they committed were, not only did they commit crimes at higher rates, but they were also more likely to commit serious crimes. So, for example, for murder, they were about almost three times as likely as U.S. citizens to be committed murder. They're about four times as likely to be convicted of shootings, drive-by shootings. They're about five times more likely to be convicted of kidnapping. And I guess it's not too surprising, but they were about 16 times more likely to be convicted of smuggling. And, you know, we're looking at convictions. And so there's some benefit for that in the sense that, you know, these people have actually been convicted, so you're more certain that they've actually committed these crimes. On the other hand, there's good reasons to believe that these numbers actually underestimate the rate that they commit crime, and there's several reasons for that. One is these are gang members. Gang crimes are much more difficult to go and solve than other types of crimes are.
That makes sense. Dr. Lott, I got to get running here. We're running way behind, but thank you so much for the information.
Fascinating.
Dr. John Lott Jr., it is, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, joining us here on Houston's Morning News. Time for traffic and weather.